Damian G Daily, brought to you by Anchor.fm, which is your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Find this show on all your streaming platforms, Podbean, Spotify, and the like. And find me at social media, at Damian G Show on both your Twitters, to quote my friend Mike B, your Twitters, as well as on Instagram. Donations are accepted, but not mandatory. And you can find that on Cash App Damian G, as well as on Venmo, at Coach Damian G as well. So last night we tried the first episode of that, and I received a little bit of positive and negative feedback, which is great because in radio and broadcasting, you're gonna run into both. So I'm grateful for both. I'm not gonna go on air and tell you what was told to me in private, because I'm not that kind of guy. But I want to say thank you all for listening, for the people that have tuned in, for people who have been tuning into the Damian's Advocate stream that re-kicked off today with Tuesday, with Tuesday Coffee. Sarah and myself did about a 40-minute episode, so please be sure to check that out at twitch.tv/DamianGShow, or even on my YouTube channel that I just do live streams to, nothing too crazy, at Damian G Show as well. So, spoilers for those who haven't seen it or don't want to go back and watch it, which is fine. We were talking about something that crossed my docket. Now, normally, when Sarah and I do these shows, they're normally in the realm of personal relationships, dating, finding your purpose, a lot of coach speak, and the like. And I'm drawn to different coaches and different bits of content because I like learning. I like expanding my knowledge portfolio in terms of what I do as a coach and as a counselor and how I can better serve my clientele. And I do that by taking in a lot of different opinions that aren't mine and seeing what sticks and sifting through it and see things that I can take from it. So we covered something today that has made the rounds along the social media outlets, along the TMZ outlets, as well as, I never thought I'd say this on air, World Star Hip Hop. And if people don't know what World Star Hip Hop is, it is something I grew up in and around, which for me would be the equivalent of hood booger behavior, where, you know, when people get into fights and such, it's like TMZ for fights, where people would grab their phones if someone was brawling. And for me, the number one thing I remember from it is people screaming out, World Star, whenever there was a fight or somebody got knocked the F out or something along those lines. But there is a dating consultant / fashion consultant, style consultant. I believe he's based out of my hometown of New York City by the name of Kevin Samuels. Now, Kevin Samuels has been someone I've been watching their content for a while now, and I have taken a bit of a liking not only to his presentation because it's very top-notch, but as well as his style. He's very suited up, to quote Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. He's got style, he's got panache, and I greatly appreciate the effort he puts into his content. He's been doing it maybe about 3 years or so. I know he does style consultations for a fee. He's basically a style and lifestyle coach, or fashion and lifestyle coach. But he's delved into the realm of helping men and women get their games up in relation to their personal value, raise themselves up. Now, I'm all for people being raised up. I'm all for people to be boosted up and to be the best versions of themselves, as hokey as that line sounds. But he's tended to drum up some negative feedback recently, and it all came to a head thanks to World Star Hip Hop, where it not only got him the most exposure I think he's gotten ever, but it went viral, and it didn't really benefit him as well as I think I would have hoped it would have benefited him, because the episode in question that I'm going to reference and that I referenced earlier on the Advocate Show has been either hidden, taken down, or reassigned. I'm not sure which. I went to go check it earlier. I haven't seen it on social media or on YouTube. But if you find it, let me know. Long story short, he critiqued this woman who called into his show, and her life issue that she was dealing with, the thing she wanted coaching on, was she wanted to attract, or she wants to be in a relationship with, potentially marry, a six-figure income earning man, because she herself is a six-figure income earner. And I believe her job was as a, her business is as a, I want to say, high-end dog grooming business based out, I believe, in North Carolina. Look, it's 2020. Everybody's got some sort of hustle they do. This is mine. Getting behind this microphone is mine, so I understand. I don't knock it. Everyone wants their pets groomed. Remember, kids, to quote Bob Barker, get your pet, was it spayed or neutered? So she went on the show, on Kevin Samuel's show, and he's essentially telling her that what she brings to the table of being a six-figure earner, in her own estimation and language, she is a size 3 and a attractive level of 6 in the face and slim. This is all her. That men, according to Kevin Samuels, the men she is actively trying to be put in league with, to date, marry, and the like, will not gravitate toward her because that is not what the upper percentage of men, available single men, would be interested in. Now, she fought him tooth and nail on this. She fought him tooth and nail to the point where he told her, you came on my show, you wanted me to give you honest feedback, and you didn't like it. So what you did, instead of, as he, this is him saying it, not me, this isn't Damien G saying this, I'm recounting. He basically told her, I told you my truth, I told you what you needed to hear, but you didn't want to listen. He basically told her, because she's in her mid to late 30s, because she's a single mother with a very sketchy baby daddy situation, according to what was discussed on air, that upper echelon men, men with well-to-do careers, CEOs, businessmen, six-figure earners, the top 10% of single available bachelors, will not be interested in her because she doesn't bring anything to the table from a, I want to say, from a rooted standpoint, aside from the fact that she makes six figures. Now, this ain't me talking. I'm not one to put numerical values on people based on things because I wouldn't want that done to me. That's why I tend not to do top 10 lists whenever I do my nerd culture stuff. I tend not to. People say that's me not taking a stand on something. Look, I will always put things in no unequivocal order unless I'm very passionate about it. But rating men and women on how they look and how they live their lives is not something I am about. But they had a lot of impasse in their back and forth discussion. And let me tell you, it got testy. It got testy not even on air. It got testy with people outside of it. Now, I've had this conversation with a multitude of people who have differing opinions. Now, I'm going to, again, reframe this. He asked her the following questions. What do you view yourself as in terms of your looks? What number do you give yourself? And he gave her a caveat. You can't pick 7. Because that's a lot of people's ways of hedging their bets when they don't want to come across as too low value in terms of, oh, I think I'm not attractive, to I'm overinflating my looks. So she said, first thing in the morning, she's a 5. When she puts her face together, she's a 6. That's her own estimations. That wasn't Kevin Samuels. And then he asked her, what's your dress size? Size 3. Okay, great. That was them. That's what they were discussing. And then he hit her with the truth bombs, or his version of the truth bombs. And I thought about it. I thought about, as a man, I'm not going to say I'm a high earner. I have earned decent money in my day running nonprofits. I have made decent money just doing my business, my coaching business, Damien G Coaching. Maybe not to the astronomical levels that some people are doing, but I have my own side business I do this for a living as well, this broadcasting stuff. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a man of high value. I'm not a man of high value. I'm a man of character. And I can't willingly and outwardly say, well, that woman's a 5 or 6. Because it's not my place. I know there are people out there that are going to judge other people. That is a given. We do that even subconsciously or silently. But it seems all of social media got mad because he told her this. And he tells her this, and then they argue because they have a difference of opinion. Welcome to America 2020. Difference of opinion leads to an argument of people not even associated with the original problem. But what that brought up to me. Now, you can go back and check the video out. I'm not going to tell you whether I find her attractive or not. I'm not going to tell you whether he's right or not. That's not about me. It was never about me. And it's not my circus to ringlead. But what did give me a reason to get to know this situation is that people tend to have overinflated values of themselves. And this led to me and Sarah arguing earlier too. The ego is a hell of a thing. People's egos are a hell of a thing here on Damien G. I just want to let y'all know, again, for those just tuning in, this is episode 2 of Damien G Daily, anchor.fm, one-stop shop for podcast needs, all that good stuff. I am one of those people that says I'm a person of character. So I'm not going to go rating people. But at the same token, people do have inflated egos. That is a thing. The ego mind is a hell of a thing, because that's where offense happens. That's where we feel offended. That's where we feel emotional charges, is when something doesn't jive with our ego selves. I'm not talking about your internal spiritual self. I'm talking about the brain, the mind, the reactions, the emotions that charge, negative, positive, or whatever. So a lot of people said that woman is not a 6. She overrated herself. And then some people said she underrated herself. Again, not my place, is what it is. But what cracked me up, and I'm going to take it back to dating in a second, because I remember, and I'm going to hit y'all kids with the back in my day, we just dated people because we liked them. Because they seemed like legitimately good people. And we wanted to get to know them, to go into a relationship. I don't think I've dated any really bad people in my life. Have I ever dated people with inflated thoughts of themselves? Some would say I was the person with an inflated thought of myself. Maybe one or two in my earlier dating lives. And what I mean by that has nothing to do with looks. It's just about who they are as people. They wanted the world to cater to their whims without earning that respect. So I'm the kind of guy that sees this going on and says, are we all like this? Do we all have a sense of ego, a semblance of ego and drive that inflates us? Because people say, oh yeah, pump yourself up because nobody else is going to do it. Well, great. But at what point are you doing it to a detriment to yourself? At what point is you pumping yourself up, air quotes, a detriment to your own personal growth? Because then that means you're not growing, because you think you got it already. You think you're there. You think you're above learning. You think you're above a lot of things in terms of what people owe you. And let me let y'all know on a little secret. Let me let you in there. You're not all that. I've had people tell me I overestimate myself a lot, especially on my looks. Why do I do that? They told me. Well, because you're overcompensating because you used to be a heavy kid. So now you think you're hot shit because you lost weight and you're in decent shape. But you're not as attractive as you think you are. That is what someone had told me a few months back. Okay. Your perspective. Cool. Do I care? Not really. I think that's the perfect way to battle ego, is to try to separate yourself from your first reaction. Because young Damien, let me tell you, if some girl called me ugly when I was younger, I would internalize that shit. I would beat myself up over it. I would go hide in my room. I would cower. I would be angry. I'd lose my temper, I'd cry, all that stuff, because teenage angst. I did a show maybe about 2 months ago that chronicled the day I stopped being the prototypical nice guy. And I'll tell you, after that day that happened, yeah, like I kind of reverted back to that behavior. And this was me at 27. I did that. But 41-year-old me would never freaking do that now. There is too much value in the world for me to do things like that. There's too much to see and too much to give and too much to take in for all of us to kind of give into that whole ego trip. Now, what I found interesting about the people coming back to this video is that they took what Mr. Samuel said and they internalized it as if he was talking to them. And that's the kind of stuff that cracks me up, is that people aren't even talking about you. It's not even about you. But something that humans tend to do is they tend to connect to things. They take it personal. They make it about themselves. They find something to correlate to it and make it about them. They connect points of life. I've done this in sessions with clients. I've done this on the other end with my coaches, where I identify with something somebody else said, even though it wasn't even directed in my area or in my direction. That's crazy, right? That's crazy how we connect to things that come across our docket, our daily life. I connected to that story. When I first saw the video, I was, oh boy. Even now my stomach's not just thinking about, that's not going to end well for either party. Because they're both driving down that highway, man. It's going to be an argument. It's going to be some sort of discussion, an argument that isn't going to end well for both sides. But it happens. We feel that emotional charge, man. And I think that's what I want to get across here, is that when you identify with a trait or an emotion or a feeling, I want you to do something. And this is where I get a little coachy here. I want you to do something the next time someone gives you that kind of charge where you just want to attack and be defensive. Who's acting in that moment? Is it present you? Or is it the former you? Is it a prior version of you reacting? Be it childhood, adolescence, someone slighted you, you got pissed because it reminded you when someone else pissed you off, etc., etc., etc. It reminds me of all those times where someone makes a sweeping judgment about men and women and immediately pitchforks and swords and shields, go into battle, this is Sparta. Not all men or women are trash. Why do you care? They're not talking about you. They're not talking about you. It's not even about you. Let them flap their freaking gums, man. Social media especially. Everybody's got an opinion like everyone has an asshole. That's why I always warn people to think before you hit send, because once you send it, such a thing called screen grabs and screenshots. Once it's on the cloud, it's in the world. So that really irked me. And this is a follow-up from, like I said, go back and watch today's episode of Wednesday Coffee with Sarah and myself on the Damien's Advocate channel, twitch.tv/DamienG Show, youtube.com/DamienG. And just let me know what you think about that. Let me know what you think about that video. Go back and watch that video and give me some feedback. Because it seems that the biggest thing I get out of that video isn't that he was right or she was right or he was wrong or she was wrong. It's that everybody seems to have an inflated opinion of themselves and now everybody thinks they're an expert. Now, I will always tell you, it's my opinion. I'm no expert. I'm just the guy behind the microphone. But at the same token, I do feel passionately about certain topics, and I'm not going to let those things tap dance across the table if I feel the need that they bring a discussion point. I felt that this brought a discussion point. So if you want to tangle with me, or if you want to lock horns about this topic, that's fine. But I beg you, I'm going to ask that you do so in a conversational manner more than an antagonistic manner. Because I have plenty of people in my DMs and in my emails who always like to fight me on something. Don't agree with something that I said, a feeling that I have, or just my own personal opinion, and you're more than welcome to do so. But I'm not going to sit there and have a 20-hour debate with you over each of our individual merits. Here's what I know to be true. Back in the day, because I see it with my family and I've seen it with other people's families, way back in the 1910s and 20s and 30s and so on and so forth, the men went to work, the women stayed home. Young women were married off because the men that were marrying them were stable and providers. Now, people talk about biology and that this is something biological and that women and men are drawn to each other for what they can provide, whatever it is that they can provide. I don't know about that anymore. I know that people can hit me with scientific data, and that's fine, but there's also counter data, I'm sure, out there. And I'm not going to try to mansplain anything. All I'm going to say is people always bring something to a relationship or a dating avenue. Some people bring money. Some people bring comfort. Some people bring balance. Some people bring looks. Some people bring the ability to make a house a home. Some people, women bring the ability to make, to bring life into this world. Men bring the ability to help create it. So on and so forth. But this whole, what do you bring to the table versus what you can provide me versus the battle of the sexes versus high value versus low value, it tends to get a little drastic. All I'm going to say before I get out of here on Damien G. Daily is that I like what I like. I like the kind of people I like that I'm attracted to. If I'm not their cup of tea, great. If they're not my cup of tea, great. Someone is for me and someone is for them. And that's all we'll ever be. I'm not going to be something I wasn't supposed to be. I'm me in all facets. I'm authentic in all facets. I grow in all facets. A lot of eyes here. Realize that. Sorry guys for a lot of the I statements, but these are things I'm passionate about. Everybody talking about bringing something to the table. Man, can you even fit your ass on the table? And I don't mean that from a size perspective. I mean that from just a personal perspective. Why would you want to sit at that table? Why would I want you at my table? What if I don't want to share my food with you? I don't share my fries. Well, sometimes I share my fries for the right person. But that's what I wanted to get across. Like that's the whole thing. It's this whole thing about high value versus low value versus what women want versus what men want versus older men like younger women. Older women like younger men like women, men like men, women like women. Holy shit. Can we just date or just not? Can we just be? That's my question. How many of you are willing to just be and not play the game? Because I know a lot of us have egos, going back to what I said, egos, that dreaded freaking word. Now, I'm not saying get rid of it because egos do help you. But do you always have to be combative about it? Do you always have to go to battle with your ego or on behalf of your ego? Like He-Man on Battle Cat, is it necessary? My estimation, it's not. And that's been the Damien G. Daily, episode number 2. Thank you for joining. I really appreciate people tuning in. Who knows where this is going to go? This is just your daily dose of Damien. Anchor.fm. Special thank you to Free Play Arcade as well as Big Gold Belt Media for allowing me to be on their platform. So check them out, please. At BGB Group on Twitter, at Free Play Arcade on Twitter as well. I'm at Damien G Show. And remember, kids, without you, there is no us. But sometimes the game is rigged and you don't want to play. Have a good one, folks.